let's go with this. My talk title today. Tree falls in the woods. Does it have any meaning? Anybody? Yes. Tree falls. Yes. It does?
Yes.
What's the meaning?
Well, you have to think ahead, because if the tree falls into the woods, and it used to say, does it make any sound?
Right.
Yeah. And well, whether you hear it or not, it's making a sound. And whether you believe it or not, it's making a difference. It's a living thing that makes a difference.
I didn't ask if it made a difference. I asked, does it have meaning?
Yeah.
What's the meaning?
The meaning is it's making a difference in the world.
Well, so you say. Anybody else?
I know meaning. A tree falls in the woods. It could mean life to other beings, other fungi.
But does it? You say it could, but does it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How do you know?
Observation.
You didn't see it happen.
I didn't see it happen, but I saw the after effect.
But while it's falling, you don't know. You just don't know. And we don't know if it makes a sound. Because we weren't there. And it's the same way. If somebody comes up and slaps me, does it have any meaning? I'm sorry?
The meaning you give it.
Exactly. The meaning is what you give it. But otherwise, it has no inherent meaning. If it had inherent meaning, we would all agree. It's the same way. Does the word God have any meaning? And the answer is no. Let me start before I try to play clever games. God, the word God has no meaning. Because if it did, we would all agree on the same meaning. I used to teach a class on Sunday mornings before service. And, oh gosh, I've gone blank on it. What was it called? I'm so embarrassed. What's that book? It takes a year to get through.
Course in Miracles.
No.
No, The Journey Beyond Words.
No.
The Bible.
No, it's a Unity book.
The Quest.
The Quest, thank you. I used to, wow. Thank
That's
you.
My favorite thing.
See, I had a quest for the book was. And I got that answered before a lot of you came here. But I taught this class in the back, and I remember one week I was referring to, and I said, the Jafala say, da 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 da. And somebody who came from another country, but was very much steeped in Unity, but did not like to hear generalities. Like Charles Fillmore says, just saying the words Jesus Christ can move mountains. And she had a point. Doesn't if I don't believe it. And I said, but the Jafalas say. And the and she said, who are the Jafalas? You know, what does that? I said, oh, they're the people that wrote the book. Jim and Mary Alice Jafala. They thought it was some big spiritual thing, the Jafalas say. Because that's the way they heard it. But that was not the meaning of what I was saying. And so to look at it, I said, nothing really has any meaning. You know, I'll go say, I used to teach class, and we'd go around sharing, and there was this one guy every day. It was a good day today. I said, oh, what made it good? He said, well, this and this happened. And I said, but what made it good? And he said, well, this and this. And I said, but what made it good? Finally, he'd say, tell me. And I'd say, because you say so. That's what made a good day for you. And the same way, if it was a terrible day for you, what made it a terrible day? Well, and he would go, he would, every single time, well, this and this happened. I said, but what made it terrible? Da, 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 da. And he said, finally, because I said so. And that is the way for everything that takes place. I have thoughts and I have feelings. But the only meaning it has is the meaning I give it. And even then, that's not true. That's because I'm using my whole past, misguided past, to declare that this means this. You know, there are some people to alcoholism is a terrible thing. Let me tell you something. It wasn't for me. Brought all sorts of good for me in the world. I'm waiting for food addiction to do the same thing. and so to look at life and say, oh, child abuse, terrible, terrible thing, worked out for me. And I still have certain regrets. I wish that hadn't happened, but that's my foolish brain telling mine telling me that I wish that hadn't happened, because the truth is, all of it made this piece of magnificence you see standing before you. Every bit of that past made up this, and this is pretty good. I am so far beyond my potential, which might be frightening to some of you. But you don't know where I come from. And some of you do know where I come from. And then I know others who are 10 years older than me, and they haven't yet reached their potential. And they're very upset about it. And so we look at those things, how do I affirm life today? How do I affirm life and life more abundantly in every cell, every tissue, every fiber of my being and those around me? And the ones around you are, it's everybody. How could we become willing to take away the meaning of what we think we ought to be resentful for? Because if I gave up my resentments, I'd be giving up my opinions. And if I gave up my opinions, then what would I be? Who would I be? What would I be? If I had no opinions, if I, especially, you know, the being right about being wronged, who would I be? I wouldn't be nearly as smart as I think I am. Because clearly knowing what's wrong in the world and other people makes me smarter. As if anybody can't do that. Any of us could go walk down the street and pick out everything that's wrong. We could watch the news, everything's wrong. We could do all sorts of things. But the problem with that is I'm just living in a world of wrong. And that does not make me happy, joyous, and free. Now, to relinquish my opinions and become no thing is scary. But who of us has tried it to find out if it's lovely? Who, even our opinions about what we like. Well, I like that. That's good. Yeah, you should try that. That's very good. Why? Oh, because it's good. Oh, what makes it good? I don't know. It's good. Well, what makes it good? Well, I don't know. What makes it good? Because you say so. That's why some people like broccoli. Some people like beans. I like broccoli. I do not care for the bean. I don't have plans anytime ever of liking beans. Now, my nephew, many years ago, I had a nephew. And he was 16 years old, was in a really horrific car accident. And 6 months he was in a coma. And when he came out of the coma, the foods, he liked all sorts of foods when he came out of the coma. And what I noticed, and nobody else seemed to notice it, the foods he didn't like before were the same foods his father didn't like. And now he liked all those foods. Something in the coma knocked that out of his dislikes. His taking on what his father didn't like. And so to pay attention to that. Oh. Okay. If a comic tells a joke and nobody laughs, is it funny? Yes. To who? Maybe. Yeah, I used to know a minister. I was training, and she said, well, I had to tell people, these are the jokes, folks. I said, no, they're not. If you tell something funny and nobody laughs, it's not funny. Move on. Don't blame them for not liking your humor. I had to look this up and print it out because I knew I'd forget the definite words. It's the metaphysical meaning of worship. Worship. When one worships, they bestow their love on or identify themselves with. Now, one would think it'd be of spirit, the things of spirit. Worship represents the efforts of someone to sustain a right mental attitude towards God. But let's face it, some of us have bestowed our love upon other things that don't seem to be very godlike, like our opinions, like substances, like our fury, But our fury is based on our opinions, isn't it? We've bestowed our love, oh, on this piano. I love this piano. Really? Really, that's what you're saving all your love for? This, I understand appreciating it and enjoying it. I worship this piano. I'm going to wash this piano every day. I'm going to clean it and make it lovely every single day. This is the best one. We've worshiped a new car. I love this car. I'm going to park it all the way at the end of the parking lot so nobody will touch it. I'm going to get new mats. You know, I'm 3 years later, I need a new car. Oh, I hate this car, this old piece of crap. You know, it's a, what happened? We buy a shirt that we just, oh, I love this shirt. I hang it up and I look at it every day. Oh, I need a new shirt. It doesn't fit anymore. I'm too old for it. I'm too this, I'm too that. It's dirty. It's got a stain. It's got what a lousy shirt. Won't even give it to Goodwill. It's so awful. What happened? I love that shirt. S. N. Goenka Vipassana, he has a couple of lines that I think are really, really funny. He says, you meet someone who has long, beautiful hair. Oh, it is so beautiful. Oh, look at that beauty. I love that hair. I just love it, love it, love it. And suddenly they bring lunch and there's a hair in the soup. Oh, that awful hair. What happened? I loved that hair a minute ago. Not in my soup. I looked up meaning. This is my favorite book. It's called The Holy Spirit's Interpretation of the New Testament. It goes from Genesis, or no, it doesn't. It goes from Matthew to Revelation. And it says here, this is Matthew 12, and it says, you cannot hear me. We're talking about spirit. Spirit is saying this. You cannot hear me if you choose not to hear. Well, that's simple, isn't it? You cannot hear me if you choose not to hear. I chose not to listen to the voice of wisdom in me for a long time because I was busy trying to figure out my own wisdom. I didn't want the wisdom of spirit. I was much smarter than spirit. My words may be clear to you, but meaningless to another. That is because you give meaning to all things by your choice. And you are free to choose the meaning of truth or to choose another meaning. But know this as you make your choice. Meaning other than truth is not truth. Therefore, can it be meaning? Listen to me. I offer you truth. I share my words and know they are yours also. For there is only one truth, and the truth belongs to all. So, if a tree falls in the woods, is it truth? If it's not truth, it has no meaning. It's just a tree falling in the woods. It might mean something to me. It might trigger a memory. It might say something, but it has no meaning. And if my words fall on deaf ears, they have no meaning, and therefore they are not truth. And if your words fall on deaf ears, they have no meaning, and therefore they are not truth. And so, we spend too much time worrying about the tree that fell in the woods, and not enough time opening our ears and our minds to hear. Spirit speaks to us all day long, in every circumstance. We are guided right and left to be able to discern with love and wisdom, to discern what we would call right from wrong, to discern truth from untruth. There is a voice that's softly whispering inside my head, it's David's lyrics, telling me it's going to be all right. My favorite line from that, it's from the song Trust the Wind. There's a voice that's softly whispering inside my head. It's telling me I'm going to be all right. And then it says, it's telling me, you're all right. I've won. There's a voice that's softly whispering inside my head, telling me I'm going to be all right. Keep saying, let yourself be led where you are led. Don't give up, don't hold up. I didn't think I was going to sing. Don't give up, don't hold up. Don't give up the fly. There's a place you're meant to be, and you're already there. That's the lyric. There's a place you're meant to be, and you're already there. Today, you're where you're meant to be. And I don't mean necessarily Unity Center. I mean in this place that has no definition. But it is airspace shared by these beings. With these words being spoken. Please don't let them fall on deaf ears. But they understand them or not. Stay open, because more will be revealed. If you stay open, you stay willing, and you say, only truth is true. And so what is not truth is not true. So I don't have to worry about the difference. I don't have to figure out what is right or wrong. It is already being revealed. Everything is being revealed right here, right now. Do not let that which has no meaning have meaning for you. Desire the truth, desire the love, desire the wisdom that is being bestowed to you and through you as we speak. Only God is real. Thank you.